Once the powers that be found out about this matter we're talking about, the 10th planet, they incorporated this into their centuries-old plans that they've had in place for at least 200 years. They incorporated this into their pre-existing plans to take advantage of it and prepare for it. What they plan on, here's what they plan on, Jimmy. They plan on getting ready for these events, going through them and coming out on the other side with their shiny new world order intact and ready to rule the planet. Those remaining alive, they intend to control every aspect of their life, and that's why the ID cards and possibly microchipping would be taking place, to have total control over every aspect of our lives.
And of course, and once that happens, then some of the other points you make, the curfews, restrictions on our travel, sales on firearms, ammunition, alcohol, fuel will all be, of course, curtailed.
That's what the government's preparing for. That's what FEMA's preparing for. They're coaching it out if there's a severe earthquake. If there's a single outbreak of smallpox in the major metropolitan area. But this is what all the health bill is about. This is what they want to chip you. They want to put all your money on the chip. The Bible warned us about it for 2,000 years. We didn't know what was coming. The Bible also warns us about Planet X coming in. It warns you about the earth burning. If you're in the cities, you're in a concentration camp, you're in a ghetto, and if you don't get out of there, you're going to die there. They know this is coming in. They know that it's going to happen because it happens about every 3,600 years. You know that if a comet hits, if you're under it, you're out of luck. If you're in the cities and your food supply stops, you're out of luck.
Fireballs light up Jupiter. September 9, 2010. In a paper published today in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, a group of professional and amateur astronomers announced that Jupiter is getting hit surprisingly often by small asteroids, lighting up the giant planet's atmosphere with frequent fireballs.
Basically, there was a giant fireball reported in the sky all the way from Mexico up to up through California before the explosion. So I've got the video on the rabbithole2.com, the video where the news is talking about the fireball reported in the sky.
Now this is interesting because. We had, a couple weeks ago, we had asteroid strikes Columbia, this giant ball of fire coming through the sky. They thought it might have been a plane at first, you know, but it caused this 300-foot-wide crater.
The interesting thing is that this fireball was reported, and like I said, the video was on there. I think that this might have very well been an impact event. That's why nobody can figure out what happened, and there's no plane debris or anything like that. It was probably what happens is these things come down, and a lot of them don't hit the ground. They actually explode and cause an air burst. If there's a giant object in space that's in orbit with our sun, it may be, you know, it might have millions of pieces of debris trailing with it.
I talk about how at some point, violent, bizarre weather will become a weekly, if not a daily, occurrence all over the planet. And that, in fact, is what we're seeing. Violent, dangerous, really bizarre weather all over the planet is becoming the norm. The traditional meteorology, they don't have a clue. They really don't. Things are happening that, according to traditional meteorology, can't happen. Hurricanes over dry land. We had a hurricane here in my backyard, May the 8th, 2009. Now, according to traditional meteorology, that couldn't have happened. You can't have hurricanes over dry land. My friend Ann Morrison, she was at CERT training in St. Louis County just 6 or 7 weeks after Hurricane Katrina. They had a young NOAA scientist there giving this lecture. A young scientist in his early to mid-30s. And during a break in the hallway, the young scientist made the following statement. Just wait until people start seeing these hurricanes forming over land. When my friend Ann tried to ask a follow-up question, the young scientist instantly knew that his career, his paycheck, his pension was on the line, and he clammed up and would not respond to her question, a follow-up question about his statement regarding hurricanes over dry land, which, of course, we're starting to see. In my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, my editor located the radar image of the hurricane that was over Oklahoma, a hurricane over Oklahoma. This can't happen, ladies and gentlemen, but it is happening.
Again, I maintain that what this is, it's probably a T-class or an L-class series brown dwarf star. It's basically the second heaviest body in the solar system. It is part of the solar system. It doesn't come into and go out of the solar system. It's the second heaviest body in the solar system.
The global seed vault that they're setting up in Svalbard, close to the North Pole, and speculations around this is, of course, that there is knowledge about a coming doom, if you will. What's your take on the global seed vault?
Well, for me, the global seed vault has one simple question that the media, in all its great wisdom, has never felt the need to ask. Are they storing genetically modified seeds in Svalbard? GMO? No.
Nope.
They're eating the GMO. With all of the cancer risks and everything that's going on, they're putting out farmers out of business to make sure we eat it. These are crops that are designed for one season, and then the seeds are barren. They're useless. What they're really doing is putting themselves in a position where, think about it, if everybody's starving to death because nobody has seeds that'll grow, you don't have any choice. Who's got the seeds has the bread of life.
Yeah.
And if they say, this is the form of government you will accept from us, or you will die with your genetically modified seeds, which will not reproduce, then good riddance to you.